Welcome to Update One, the podcast of the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. Update One provides a forum for listeners to learn about national stories focusing on news, politics, and current events. Now, the latest edition of Update One.
I'm Adam Cano on location at the Biennial Paris Air Show, aviation's largest industry event. I'm joined here in the press center by Peter Bradfield, founder of the Aerospace Media Dinner and Awards, which recognizes excellence in journalism across the industry. Also with me is the event's celebrity host, Scottish comedian Fred McCauley. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure.
Hi.
Peter, before we talk about the news from last night's awards ceremony held on the eve of this massive air show, tell us a little bit about your background in aerospace communications.
Okay, I've been working in aerospace communications for over 20 years. This is actually my 10th Paris Air Show. And I started working with publications. The one that most people know about is Aerospace, the publication of Royal Aeronautical Society. From there, I developed an aviation media consultancy, and that developed into the Aerospace Media Dinner.
And where were the awards held, and how many people attended last night?
It was at the Aero Club de France, and we had approximately 175 people.
How many awards categories are there, and how are they judged?
Overall, we presented 14 awards last night. That doesn't mean there's 14 categories. Some categories had multiple winners or a judge's commendation. So I believe there was 12 categories in total.
Fred, you've hosted this event on multiple occasions. What brings you back?
Well, first and foremost, it's a gig. It's a job, I'll be honest. But over the years, I've got to know a number of the people that have attended these dinners, and they do seem to like my humour. Maybe not so much last night. Last night was a tough gig. And as I always joke, I've done some tough gigs in my time, Adam.
Does it feel different playing to a room full of journalists than a typical comedy club?
You know, the sort of umbrella name for last night would be a corporate event. And in comedy, you'll do stand-up gigs and you'll do corporate events. And a lot of people are fazed by corporates because they think that they've got nothing in common with the people. But my attitude has always been, you've got a microphone, lights, an audience and material. So you should really just treat it like that and try and amuse them as best you can.
So you call this a corporate event, and Peter, the way this works is that each company sponsors one of the award categories. What's in it for them? Why would corporate America and other corporations from other countries want to sponsor these awards?
It's an opportunity for them to show how much they appreciate the aviation press. They can host the aviation press. They can give the hospitality, entertainment on the night. And it's generally just a way that they can show their support of aviation media.
Among the recurring award categories, the ones that happen every year, who were a couple of the big winners last night?
Last night, well, from the top, the ultimate lifetime achievement winner was Bill Garvey of Aviation Week Network. And we also were fortunate enough to be able to honor David Learmonth of Flight for his work with aviation safety. And Jerry Chandler as well for his excellence in technical journalism and also his safety record as well. These are the people that I think it's important to recognize.
And most of the entries come from trade media, the media mm-hmm. that covers aviation day in and day out, but you had entries from mainstream media as well.
We do. Last night, one in particular that springs to mind is Peggy Hollinger of Financial Times. She's been there this year and last year. She was shortlisted finalist. And in previous years, we've had entries from the BBC, from Sky, from British National Press.
What do you think it means, Fred, when you hand out these awards and you see these reporters come up, and I think reporters get a reputation, rightly or wrongly, as being somewhat introverted. What do you think it means to them to be recognized in this kind of forum?
I think it means a lot. Some of the other events I've done, people are jaded. You don't see any kind of enthusiasm for the awards that they get, but this one is different. People genuinely are very, very delighted to receive the awards, and none more so than last night. Bill Garvey made a very touching speech at the end, and you could tell the emotion coming through his voice that this really meant something to Bill.
you probably think about growing this event even further. Are there categories that haven't been served yet in terms of excellence in journalism that you'd like to add for next year, conceivably?
Yes, there are categories, and one of those that springs to mind is rotorcraft. The other one that springs to mind is MRO. And last night I made an announcement about a category we'd like to launch next year, innovation in aerospace journalism. An opportunity for people to demonstrate how they can grow their audience or unique ways in which they can report or deliver news.
Like a podcast?
Quite possibly, Fred. Yeah.
Interaction, this is what we're after.
And so those first two, rotorcraft being helicopters, MRO, maintenance, repair, and overhaul,
exactly.
So the operator side of the business.
Mm-hmm. So, and space as well is another category that we've touched upon in the past as a possibility.
You also made an announcement last night about the creation of a Defense Media Awards, a completely separate event to be held in conjunction with the Association of the U.S. Army Show beginning in October 2018. Tell us a little bit about the thought process behind that.
Well, the thought process was that we don't want to do anything to have an impact on the integrity of the Aerospace Media Awards. It's a unique event, as Fred said. I think one of the reasons it's embraced enthusiastically is because it only happens once a year. If we did it in different events such as shows in Asia or Middle East, it would become too much the same. So we stick to just one event for the aviation press. However, that means there's a huge gap for defense media that have limited opportunities to enter for the Aerospace Media Awards, although there is quite a strong crossover, particularly amongst the journalists. So we kind of figured that we'd do a Defense Media Awards. We'd do it in a completely different place, Washington, a completely different event, in the hope to encourage entries from land systems, naval systems, security, cyber security, that kind of thing, give them an opportunity to be recognized just as much as the aerospace journalists are.
You've attended this event for a number of years, not just here at the Paris Air Show, but on even-numbered years in Farnborough in England, also held over the summer, as well as air shows in other parts of the world. How do you sort of see the migration of how journalism and PR have changed at massive events like this? I mean, we're sitting in a press center, just to draw a picture here, and around us are aircraft from, you know, small general aviation aircraft to business jets to helicopters to military aircraft to the biggest airliners. And, you know, it's essentially a city that thrives on communications. There's, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 accredited journalists here this week. How has this environment changed in the years you've been coming?
I can tell you a story about how it's probably changed. As you say, this is my 10th Paris Air Show, 20 years, and I've done all the shows like Dubai, Singapore, Farnborough, and many other events for sectors like business aviation. Some friends of mine, maybe 15 years ago, were producing the show daily, and they used to have to develop film photographs, and they were using the hotel bathroom to develop the photographs and print them and things like that. That has changed so radically. It's not a question of print now. You can, you know, tweet, podcast, Facebook, whatever it is people do, and it's instantaneous. Whereas before, it was very much reliant on press releases, press conferences. Now something happens and it's instantaneously out there.
As an outsider coming to an event like this, it must seem sort of a, more than a little surreal, but what do you take away from coming to the Paris Air Show?
The sheer scale of it. I mean, to an outsider, I'm just blown away by just exactly how many different companies are represented here. And the size and the scale of it, as you say, it's a city that has sprung up. And, you know, I guess one of the aspects is the security that everybody is so aware of these days. But once you're through it, it's wonderful just to be able to walk around and have a look at some of these magnificent machines.
In the interest of full disclosure, we had to pull quite a few strings to get you in, and your visitor badge through a security downstairs at the press center. They did not want outsiders infiltrating the purity of the press room.
They didn't want Scotsmen.
I thought I was going to have to pull the "do you know who I am" line. But usually when a Scotsman says that, it means that they're too drunk to remember who they are. Have you any idea who I am? Because I don't.
Well, since we're on the topic of comedy, you've played gigs in the U.S. and obviously all over the U.K., so both sides of the Atlantic. in your wildest dreams, did you ever think that you would have to come to France to find a model of political stability and majority government?
It is incredible. I'll be playing Italy next. We're starting to turn over more prime ministers than Italy is.
Peter and Fred, thanks so much for your time. Peter Bradfield is founder of the Aerospace Media Dinner and Awards. You can learn more at aerospacemediadinner.com. Fred McCauley is also on the web at, you guessed it, fredmccauley.com. For Update One, I'm Adam Cano.
You have been listening to Update One, a production of the National Press Club's Broadcast Committee. You can comment on this show or any episode of Update One by going to facebook.com/PressClubDC or on Twitter @PressClubDC. Thanks for listening to Update One.